This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Government's crackdown on dark tint has been pushed back to January 1st next year. The DLP defends its decision to be excluded from the National Advisory Council on Citizen Security. The Granley Adams School is closed due to environmental issues. Meantime, the Christ Church Foundation School resumes face-to-face classes. And Israel and Hezbollah threaten to increase cross-border attacks despite international appeals for them to step back from an all-out war. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The rollout of strict new tint regulations for motorists in Barbados has been pushed back to January 1st, 2025. The recently announced tint requirements may also be amended by the time next year's deadline date arrives. This was revealed by Attorney General Dale Marshall, whose ministry announced that the new regulations that were to take effect on October 14th would require the lowest tint percentage permitted would be 20%, which means that thousands of vehicles would have to be retinted. There's also been considerable pushback from the public following last week's announcement by Prime Minister Mia Motley that the crackdown was coming. The Attorney General notes that the police service, has long been pushing for the tint regulations to be tightened, but also concedes that current laws in relation to tint are vague and will need to be revised.
Let me make it clear that the initiative has been announced by the Prime Minister, but we now have to work on the actual regulations which will set those standards. The public service announcement that we issued makes it clear that the regulations are not yet in force, and we therefore will have some time to do some fine-tuning. Interested parties have already begun to reach out to us in relation to the standards for such things as the public service vehicles and also commercial vehicles like trucks. When legitimate positions are advanced, they will surely be taken into account in the actual regulations.
He disclosed that top government officials have consulted and decided to delay the date for implementation.
We benefit greatly from hearing the views of the citizens of Barbados. What I can say in the meantime is that having consulted with the Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister, having heard representations made from the time the announcement was made, it has now been agreed that we will push back the effective date until January 1st, 2025. I expect that the regulations will be drafted in the next few weeks, and they will be widely promulgated so that everyone will know exactly what they will have to comply with. But the date that they will come into operation will be the 1st of January next year. In the interim, we will use this time to increase public awareness and also to equip the police service with as many tint meters as we can source so that they'll be able to accurately test the tint levels on vehicles.
Attorney General Dale Marshall. The Democratic Labour Party has defended its decision not to be part of the proposed National Advisory Council on Citizen Security. The announcement of the council was made last Thursday by Prime Minister Mia Motley, with an invitation being extended to the DLP, which was later declined by opposition leader Ralph Thorne. Speaking on VOB's Brass Tack Sunday program, DLP spokesperson on crime, Verla De Pisa, questioned the composition of the council. She highlighted the exclusion of key organizations as a significant issue.
We noticed some very glaring absences, and I also query one inclusion. We have the head of the public sector and we have the head of school organizations, but we don't have the head of the police service and we don't have the head of BDF. If it is that you are intending to have an implementation component to the council, then there is a legitimate question as to the absence of the head of the police service and the head of BDF. I also query why we have the head of the private sector, but then we have a company, Goddard Enterprises, represented separately on the council.
Ms. De Pisa added that the DLP is in the advanced stages of conducting its own research on crime and will share the findings with the council once completed. She also addressed the mass resignation of party members over the weekend.
I am on both executive and general council of the party, and I saw in the media a list of resignations. It certainly hasn't come before any council that I sit on, but the Democratic Labour Party will always wish its former members well in their future endeavours and thank them for the service for the time that they were with us. I would also like to inform the public that whatever those numbers are that have left us, certainly in excess of 20 were joining the party at Thursday night's meeting. They were accepted to membership. So it is not as though we are bleeding, but we're not also having an intake.
Democratic Labour Party spokesperson on crime, Verla DePisa. The Grantley Adams Memorial School is closed due to environmental issues. A statement from the Ministry of Education said during a tour of the school yesterday that the noxious odour which forced the early closure of the school last Thursday was still present. The ministry said tests have since been ordered to uncover the source of the odour. However, during this time, students and teachers will resort to online learning. President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, told Starcom Network News he remains hopeful the situation will be rectified soon.
Additionally, the union supports the decision by the Ministry of Education, Technological and Vocational Training to move classes at the Grantley Adams Memorial School online, allowing for further investigations into the odor present in the school's environment. The Barbados Union of Teachers will continue to prioritize the safety and health of the nation's children and its teachers.
Meantime, face-to-face classes at the Christchurch Foundation School resumed today after classes were delayed at the start of the new school term due to ongoing renovations. Mr. Lovell said they're satisfied the school is safe for teachers and students.
The Barbados Union of Teachers participates in a walkthrough on Sunday, the 22nd of September 2024 at the Christchurch Foundation School. After reviewing the completed work, the union is satisfied that in-person classes can resume on the 23rd of September 2024.
President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell. Minister of Youth Charles Griffith reports government's youth development programs are working, stressing some young people are moving away from the life of crime. However, he believes government cannot do it alone and calls on stakeholders to assist in the development of young people. His comments came during the launch of National Youth Week at the Sanctuary Empowerment Center.
We have instituted a national program called Project Dawn that is seeking to provide an opportunity for those persons who are in the past and languishing in the past to take some steps that will move them into the future and to become productive citizens of this country. Project Dawn is one of those programs where we go to the blocks all across this country to interact with those youngsters. We have youngsters from the blocks who are moving from off the blocks into training, into self-employment. So these are some of the programs when I speak about those firewalls and footpaths that we're constructing for our young people. But it cannot be a situation where it is only my ministry, it is only government who's responsible for our young people. Too often in our societies from day to day, you see youngsters who are languishing, and I'm asking all of you to join with us at the ministry to reach out to those youngsters to mentor them.
As Minister of Youth, Charles Griffith. And finally, Israel and Hezbollah have both threatened to increase their cross-border attacks yesterday, despite international appeals for them to step back from all-out war. Israel's military said about 150 rockets, missiles, and other projectiles were fired at its territory overnight on Saturday and yesterday, mostly from within Lebanon. Some reached further than previous strikes, sending thousands of Israelis to bomb shelters and damaging homes near the city of Haifa. Israel launched its own strikes on targets in southern Lebanon, which it said destroyed thousands of Hezbollah's rocket launchers. Yesterday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would, quote, take whatever action is necessary to restore security, end quote, and return people safely to their homes along the Israel-Lebanon border. Recapping the headlines. Government's crackdown on dark tint has been pushed back to January 1st next year. The DLP defends its decision to be excluded from the National Advisory Council on Citizen Security. The Grantley Adams School is closed due to environmental issues. Meantime, the Christchurch Foundation School resumes face-to-face classes. And Israel and Hezbollah threaten to increase cross-border attacks despite international appeals for them to step back from an all-out war. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.